Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Happy New Year, Jess. I'm looking forward to another year of recording the podcast with you.
Yeah, same here. You know, another year of great interviews, behind-the-scenes stories, and the Avery Awards, which I'm a little bit worried about, but still, I can't wait for it.
Well, first up this year, we're exploring a topic that's important to Odyssey, or any series of stories, but something that we haven't talked about much here on the podcast, and that is canon.
Right. Canon as in C-A-N-O-N. But what is canon, and why is it important, and how does it apply to Odyssey? We invited showrunner Marshall Younger and content creator Evan David to help us understand all this.
And don't worry, these two are very even-keeled on this topic. They won't be loose cannons.
Oh, man. Well, let's talk to Marshall and Evan.
Evan and Marshall, welcome to the studio. Welcome back to the podcast.
Well, thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Our topic today is canon. Maybe, guys, we ought to start with a definition. What exactly is canon when it comes to stories, brands, and entertainment in general?
Well, the word canon originally comes from the Bible, where it's, I mean, not the Bible itself, but assembling the Bible. Lots of different councils were held about what books should be in the Bible, what books are the inspired word of God, and those books became the canon of the Bible. There were other books written in Bible times around the same time that mentioned God and things like that, but they did not get chosen, so they are not canon.
And in terms of Odyssey, it's the thing that is true to the world that has been created. It's what is authoritatively and officially true. You know, some things we accept as canon, you know, Wit's End, Connie Salvation, Novacom, all that stuff are facts about the world of Odyssey, and they definitely happen to our characters. But there are different aspects of Odyssey that kind of have their own world, and we'll talk about some of those later. And for some of that, the assumption is that these are things that have Odyssey's name on it, but these are not necessarily accepted as things that actually happen to our characters.
More like fan fiction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So why is it important to keep canon in mind, especially for the core Odyssey writers, as they're putting together new episodes with our characters?
Yeah, well, we want to keep the characters true to themselves. And so canon is what fixes our characters inside the world of Odyssey. So it is very important to know what is true and what actually happened to our characters, and then maybe some tertiary stuff that maybe didn't.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have what we call the Odyssey Bible. It's a writer's Bible that you can look up by character. You can find out all about their history and the things that need to be considered before you decide to do anything new, right? We'll step outside the Adventures in Odyssey world for just a minute and travel to a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars, perhaps infamously, has removed some of their books, comics, TV shows, and even movies from canon. Would you consider removing something from canon on Odyssey?
We would try not to do that. You know, we don't want to confuse our audience. You know, we've created this world to be believable within itself. If someone in the audience has to question themselves and say, wait a minute, did that really happen to Connie, or is that a fake story? It would get confusing, and it's alienating. And so we want the audience to live in the world that we've created, and if anything takes them out of it for a moment, that's going to be detrimental to their experience.
So is there debate over what is canon and what isn't? And who gets to decide? Are there these special councils? Is it Dave Arnold? Is it you, Marshall? Like, how do these things get
decided? He's the showrunner. I think ultimately he's the guardian of canon,
yes.
Aren't you?
Honestly, but some of these things I'd never thought about before.
Okay.
Well, is it really canon? Maybe it isn't, you know? And so we've really kind of had to figure this out on the fly, and that's what we're doing, actually, kind of.
But whatever Marshall says is law. He's the final word on canon.
You know, something
well,
like that.
Well, I'm sure
that.
The fans have their own ideas.
Exactly.
But let's do a lightning round on what is and isn't Odyssey canon.
Fun.
Ready?
Okay.
We've got a long list of things that have the Odyssey brand attached to them.
Right.
So let's go through this. Let's start out. This is an easy one. The audio shows.
The audio show is canon.
Definitely.
Yes.
That makes
sense. Whatever
happens
in the audio show happens.
If it's on the club, if it's on the radio,
it's
okay. Yep.
Okay. Fan fiction.
No.
That's not.
Never canon.
Right.
The Imagination Station books.
Yes. Though they're kind of in their own world. It's almost, it's maybe it's like a different time period than the audio show is. I mean, we have two characters, Patrick and Beth, who are the stars of all those books, and I, they will never make it to the audio show. We'll never refer to Patrick and Beth in the audio show. But we also hope that nothing in the Imagination Station books will contradict the things that you've heard in the audio show.
Well, going back to Star Wars, it's a lot like what they've done with the character of Ahsoka, who was Anakin's apprentice. She doesn't appear anywhere in any of the movies, but she's in like every show, every supplemental show. And they found a way to weave her throughout the narrative in a way where like, oh, wait, she was in that room right before the scene in the movie started. And, you know, okay, she was there the whole time. We just never saw her. So that's what I picture the Imagination Station books doing.
Maybe this would be an easier one. The Young Wit books.
Is canon, yes. Mm-hmm. Phil Lawler and Dave Arnold have worked very hard to try to make it jibe with what's in the audio show.
Can the same be said of the Blackguard Chronicles?
Yes.
Yes. And they're actually tying into each other as well and adding some extra background layer to what we've heard in the audio shows.
Yeah, it'll give it a richness to the audio show that you didn't know was there.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
How about the original Odyssey novels?
Yes, and this is kind of the same thing with the Imagination Station books. It's kind of its own world with a few different characters. They had Mark Prescott was the number one character, I think, on that. In those books, but we never hear from Mark Prescott in the...
Well, and here's the way I look at it also. Like, if... Because they're not different worlds. It's just a different focus on the characters, right? So it's like, if all the characters died and they went to Odyssey Heaven, all the characters from these books and the shows and whatnot, they would all be there in Odyssey Heaven together.
Mark Prescott
There's and not different
Harlan
heavens
Doyle
for
would
them.
Have a great conversation.
I never really thought of it. All right, this one's got to be for you, Marshall. Kidsborough.
Kidsborough, yes. That is canon. In fact, interestingly enough, it didn't start out as canon because those books were written without Odyssey as in the background at all. What didn't take place in Odyssey. But then it was we moved it to the town of Odyssey, and Wit was involved in a couple of other characters.
And you were the primary writer on Kidsborough.
On Kidsborough, yes, both the book and the audio programs. We had some characters that kind of migrated over from Kidsborough. We had Orion and Valerie and Nelson. They all became characters first in Kidsborough and then in Odyssey.
Right.
So, yes.
So don't say we'll never hear from the characters in the Imagination Station books because they could migrate too.
Right?
You know. Well, I'm telling Marshall what to say and not say.
He is dying to do Patrick and Beth.
He's
from the books. Put them in the audio show. Yes, I'm sure he is.
Let's go old school. Family Portraits.
No, Family Portraits is a different show. Completely. And in fact, some of the facts in Family Portraits contradict the things that are in the audio program, like Wit and Jenny actually worked on Wit's End together, I think.
Instead of her dying beforehand.
Instead of her dying beforehand, in the audio program.
So that one really is a different world.
It's
like an alternate history.
It kind of is. I mean, it does have some of the same characters. Wit and Tom Morelli are in it. But then beyond that, we kind of have to ignore the Family Portrait stuff. Now, some of the episodes became Odyssey shows.
They were reworked. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they were
later,
reworked
to
become Odyssey shows.
So. Right.
Okay, this one might be a toughie. The animated videos with Dylan and Sherman.
Okay, now this one really is kind of a different world.
Yes.
Beyond what we were talking about with the Imagination Station books, this really is kind of a different world because I will not ever say that Wit owns a Stratiflyer.
Although you sort of alluded to it in I Slap Floor, didn't you?
Yes.
When you wrote that one.
We poked fun at that.
Well, and it makes sense that maybe Wit's got that in the back of his head because he's always wanted to fly, you know. But he's never going to make it. For me, I love the animated series, but it's clearly not the same canon as – that's another alternate world. Now, here's another thing. If you go and listen to the episode Dr. Dobson Comes to Town, they – discuss the animated series in that episode in universe. And it's implied that the animated episodes that we are watching, that you can watch on the club, are created and made by Wit and the staff at Wit's End.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So that still makes sense then.
Yeah.
Like, still makes sense.
World within a world.
Yes. The events of the series are not canon, but the series itself perhaps is inside the world of Odyssey.
Huh.
when we determine what's canon and what's not, it's no indication of the quality of the work that we're talking about.
Sure.
It's all about how does it fit in with what we've already established, and we won't hear from Dylan and Sherman from the Odyssey videos, but you know they're in their own world. So,
and sometimes they're walking around the Welcome Center.
That's right.
How about the original Odyssey 3D CD-ROM game? There's a lot of words that kids won't even know what it means, but there we go.
That game was... My daughters loved that game. It had the soda shop game with Connie.
You
had to make the sundaes, and you have to put on the bananas, and you had to do it as fast as you can. They spent hours with that thing. I think there was a story involved that had Dylan and Sherman in it, so that would be closer to the videos,
right?
That world,
yeah.
So
not really canon.
How
about the later games? And I remember I flew out. I think they were in Ohio and interviewed the folks who put together the Odyssey video games, Treasure of the Incas, and Sword of the Spirit. How about those games?
There was a pretty intricate storyline that went with those two. And as a matter of fact, the Treasure of the Incas was it lent itself to the Eugene storyline, looking for his father.
Yep.
So I would say that one was
those are canon.
Yeah.
Well, this one's close to my heart. How about the monthly Odyssey columns that appear in Clubhouse magazine?
Oh yes, Clubhouse. Yeah.
So that's a little complicated because, I mean, we try to write them, right, Jesse, so that they do fit in canon. But we've had some stories that are now disqualified from canon because they contradict what's gone in the audio drama.
Right. No, I remember when we had Tori Martin, who was kind of the creator of Wooten Bassett, he wrote Wooten's Random Ramblings for us for about 3 years and had some peripheral storylines about Bradford and some other things that probably don't match up to the audio drama and will never potentially happen.
Yeah, he had Bradford getting married. Is that?
I believe that's how I remember it. Yes.
Yeah. If we had Bradford on the show again, he would probably not be married. We haven't addressed it in the audio show. It would be
right.
So that would not be canon.
Yeah, he wasn't married in All for the Guest. Not at all.
No, and there's alternate events from the Maury and Suzu storyline as well. So the radio show would trump those of the columns.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, while we're talking about Clubhouse Magazine, in 1998, there was a story where Nick Mulligan became a Christian. How about that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, not
because
not canon. Just wishful thinking.
I mean, you know, it's nice to think about. Oh, Nick.
Right.
But I mean, we haven't heard from Nick in years, so.
Yeah, I mean, we may hear from him again at some point.
Well, yeah. In fact, Nick Mulligan is back in Clubhouse Magazine because this month the Magnificent Mulligans took over as our monthly comic feature.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, the thing about what we're doing with the comic strip now is that we're bringing back old characters, and we might very well have Nick back at some point.
Now, there's something though that we could talk about is the Mulligan novel and comic strip in the Clubhouse. Is that canon?
Yeah, it's kind of a different universe too because they don't live in Odyssey. So I would
and
say
they've never
no.
been to Odyssey.
Yeah, I would say no. That's not canon.
Here's one: Last Chance Detectives.
There was one episode that included Jason.
Right.
So they are canon.
So they are canon. Yes. Now they don't take place in Odyssey. So, you know, we can safely say that this is, it's going on, but it's going on in Arizona.
Any chance that there will be a crossover between the two series again?
Well, you know, it takes place in Arizona. And as you know, Arizona is elsewhere from Odyssey.
Hmm.
So
we never know what will happen.
Nice teaser. I like that. I have a copy of this at my house, The Adventures in Odyssey board game.
I have never played this game.
Neither have I.
It sounds fascinating. Is there a story involved? Is it?
There's characters. I wouldn't call it a story necessarily.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say probably not.
Is Dylan in it? That's the question.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we have Dylan.
How about the bite-sized adventures? Evan, that's kind of in your wheelhouse.
Canon. Marshall, can you confirm?
Yes, canon.
Okay. Also,
it's official right now.
Yeah. Evan, also for you, Elsewhere in Odyssey, the comic strips.
Same answer, canon.
All right.
I will confirm. And if a cannon goes off in Odyssey, That's canon.
Canon, yeah, exactly. Okay. Literal canon. Turning back to the Elsewhere in Odyssey comics, why did we decide to launch these?
Well, because I love comic books. I got hired on and I was like, hey, let's do some comics. And it opened up a great opportunity for us to tell new stories with characters that we no longer have access to on the audio show because of their voice actors being unavailable or having passed away.
Yep.
Well, Evan, give us some one-sentence teasers of stories coming up in the comics.
Okay. Well, I don't know if these are even one sentences, but they're words. And,
so, all right, we'll watch your punctuation. We'll
all,
you
right,
know
all right, all right.
When you're done.
So coming up in Adventures in Odyssey, Nova Box. Here's one. So stay tuned for that. Also, Returns. Yep, that's a word too. And then I will
Who returns?
Oh, that's a good question. No, multiple people.
All right. So we're going to have some people we haven't heard from in a while.
Yes. Right. And this is going to be, let's see, another word I could use, epic.
Epic.
Unmissable.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And then one more. This is going to be good. I'll let people speculate on this. Edwin Blaggard. Romance.
What? Yeah, it would be interesting to see the type of woman that would be interested in Edwin.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We'll find out.
Well, maybe. Let's talk a little bit about these bite-sized adventures. For those who haven't seen them yet, what are they?
Well, they are social media posts that go up, and they're bite-sized pieces of story. So we have a story that we're trying to tell, but we will release it one post at a time. It's characters going. It's kind of like the Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strip, but it's released in smaller pieces and a little more frequently.
Well, give us a preview of what's coming up.
Okay, so this one I'm going to give you an actual preview and tell
Thank you.
Yeah, tell you what it's about. So what we're going to do is Renee is going to come up with this algorithm for the Room of Consequence that's going to take in the history of Odyssey through newspapers or whatnot, and it's going to be able to pinpoint a specific event and then extrapolate different consequences or futures from changing one thing about that event. So basically, these are what-if stories. So we're going to pick a point in Odyssey history, and we're going to say, okay, but what if they did this instead? Mm-hmm. And then extrapolate that out and find out
what
happened.
That sounds
great. Tell that story.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And the first one we do will involve Bart Rathbone.
All right.
Well, if you could go back, Marshall, now that you're showrunner, and change one thing about Odyssey canon, what would it be?
Yeah, the timeline is a little problematic, and it's getting increasingly so, because you know when the show was created, it wasn't really designed to last 35 years and counting, and so you know Wit being in World War II is a little bit iffy now, and so but honestly, I would not change that for the world. I think he should have been in World War II. I think it's fantastic that he was a part of that. But, you know, he would be in his 90s at this point. But if we assume that present-day Odyssey is 2023, it may not be. We don't know that. We don't know when it is, although they kind of had the same technology.
Yeah,
as
2020. Technology.
Yeah. They have cell phones and things like that. But anyway.
Right. Well, gentlemen, it's been awesome having you in studio. I've learned a lot.
It's been very educational.
Yeah, it has been, and fun, and very good, tease-worthy of the things coming up in Odyssey. Yep. So I'm excited about it. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks
for
having
us. Great being here.
As mentioned earlier, the Magnificent Mulligans comic can be found every month in Clubhouse.
You can read a new Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strip every Monday in the club. And if you're not a member, there's a free standalone strip each month on our website.
And the bite-sized adventures that Evan mentioned, those release first on our social media pages, like Facebook, and we'll have links on our website.
We have a full archive of those in the club, too. You can read all of Meteorite Mayhem and This Is Nick Grant right now.
And that's not the only new content in the club. So what's this month's exclusive adventure?
Well, Jesse, I'll let our friend Chris tell you all about it.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Wit creates an imagination station program for our first-time user. newsman Ted Humphreys.
I'm fully prepared, Whit.
It's a reporting assignment like no other.
We are standing at the base of a mountain wreathed in smoke.
But all is not well in the wilderness.
Possible headline, weak leadership drives desperate population to extremes. Full story at 11.
Ted reports from ancient Israel. This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. You can find the links to our social media, access our free comics, or join the club at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.